This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 223 for Thursday, January 13th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is lower Thursday morning, seeing a continuation of yesterday's sell-off as speculators book profits on their large, long positions. Canola down 5 to over $17, March down $17.60 at $997.10 per ton. Losses in the Chicago soy complex and strength in the Canadian dollar contributed to the weakness in canola. Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures are also down today. Tight Canadian supplies do remain supportive in the background, but demand has been curtailed considerably. That's leaving the market open to a correction. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat futures are all lower. Yesterday's USDA reports were largely seen as neutral for soybeans, and attention in the market is shifting back to South American weather. The March soybean contract down 27 cents at $13.72 per bushel. While heat and dryness do remain a concern in Brazil and Argentina, there is some more moisture in the forecasts, and that's helping take some of the weather premium out of the U.S. bean market. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales came in at just over 900,000 tons. That was in line with expectations. Corn, it is lower today, down 11 cents in the March contract at $5.87 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn export sales were disappointing, coming in at less than 500,000 tons. Declining demand from the ethanol sector was also bearish for corn today. However, production issues in South America did provide some underlying support. The Rosario Grain Exchange lowered their estimate for Argentina's corn crop to 48 million tons. That would be well below the USDA's current estimate of 54 million as Argentina deals with a heat wave. Wheat, it is lower today. Minneapolis down 9 cents in the March contract at $9.11 per bushel. Kansas City down 16 cents in March at $7.61 per bushel. And Chicago wheat, it is down 12 cents in the March contract at $7.45 per bushel. Weekly U.S. wheat exports were soft at 264,000 tons, but in line with expectations. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, January 13th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.